NARA awarded Lockheed Martin a $308 million contract in 2005, and over the past 5 years, not enough progress has been made. Now,
Can I just stop?
Yep, I was going to.
The goal of this is
right.
to create a.
It's a system that obviously there's electronic records every day. Federal agencies are creating records. Most of them are electronic now. Emails, memos. If you get a policy from the Office of Management and Budget, it's an electronic policy. Really,
right.
they're not handing it out in paper. And the goal here is to say, we need these records to be kept as is forever.
Yeah.
How do we do that? Well, if it's on paper, you can put it in a climate-controlled room in a envelope set. So it doesn't yellow.
Systems, right?
But when you're talking about electronic, if you think about how much electronic records have changed, if you had a record on a 5 1/4 inch disc, you remember those, right? The big discs, or even the 3.5 discs.
Right.
Find me a computer that still has that drive now. It's very hard to find.
Or even old versions of Word.
Yeah, exactly. 3.1, you know, for DOS.
Right. Fine.
So what do you do if you've created a really important document to the history of the United States, but it's in Word 3.1? Well, I mean, you're kind of stuck. Now, there's backward compatibility, but will Microsoft always have backward compatibility? What happens in 50 years from now? Will Microsoft have backward compatibility? If you know, there's a lot of changes, and the way what Lockheed Martin was hired to do is develop a system that is an open architecture, open standards, that keeps all these challenges in perspective, so these records are kept in their original form forever.
Increasingly, particularly in this social media world, in this Web 2.0 world, all sorts of pieces get put together. Things can change almost on the fly. How do you do that? This is a very, very complex problem.
Very complex. And if you think about the amount of electronic records, they say during the Clinton administration, there was so many millions of electronic records.
Yeah.
In the first 2 years of the Bush administration, it doubled.
Yeah.
So now we have 10 times as many electronic records. The Obama administration, with the open government initiatives, with things like data.gov and challenge.gov, all those become federal records.
Right.
If you submit an idea around in a challenge.gov platform, that is a federal record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they keep it? They may keep it for a little while. They may keep it forever. You don't know. It's the type of stuff like, hey, let's go to lunch. That's not a record. But if you say, at our meeting, here's what happened. Well, all that's done by email now. All that's done, it could be done on a wiki.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. That's a major change. Now, NARA's had some challenges with ERA, as expected. As you said, it's a very high-risk contract. It was on one of OMB's 26 high-risk lists, projects on the 26 high-risk lists. And when we went through the text that session, the decision was made to cancel the contract with Lockheed Martin. I caught up with David Lake, ERA communications manager at NARA, today after a press briefing on actually a new service for the public that NARA is providing through ERA. Lake tells me about the decision to end the contract and what's coming next.
We'll be ending September of 2011, and that's increment 5. That's the last increment in the current development contract of ERA. Everything you've seen with the OPA will be the end of that development. And then after that, we'll be ensuring that operations and maintenance system goes on, and there'll be some more to come about exactly how we're going to ensure contractually how that happens.
No announcement yet of a new contract or a new RFP that's still being worked on?
That's still in the works. We haven't announced anything yet publicly, correct.
And if the contract ends if you're ending the contract in September of 2011, what does that mean for the development over this year? You guys are expected, potentially will receive $70+ million for ERA in the omnibus spending bill. Obviously, that has to get passed still, but would that be used for development, maintenance? What would it be used for, roughly?
The money we requested for FY 2011 is to, again, finish the development work for the increment 5 of the system, and it also would allow us to go through a transition period at the end of the year to whatever new contractor comes on board to ensure operations and maintenance of the system after that.
Are you able to talk at all about the decision to end the contract early? How early is it that you're ending it, and is there a specific reason, or is it just maybe a good stopping point for now?
The decision to end, it's about a year earlier than originally planned with the ERA schedule, and this is going back several years now to the original plan. And this is something that, through the TxDOT process, that OMB essentially mandated to end in 2011. So we're following all those decisions. There's been other parts of the TxDOT process that they've asked us to go through, a program improvement plan, and we continue to work with them and provide them updates on the progress so far.
So I did ask Lockheed Martin for a comment on NARA's decision to cancel the contract a year early. I've not heard from them yet. When I do, obviously, we'll have it both online and potentially tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive.
Great. And just to be clear, just because NARA is ending the contract about a year early, this doesn't mean the electronic records archive program is going away, right? I mean, you were at an announcement where they were talking about stuff that they're doing.
Exactly, and that's absolutely right. I want to be clear about that. The program is going to continue. The program, in fact, may get re-looked at for 2014, which seems a long time away, but really it's actually not. But in fact, you know, Lake says NARA has big plans for 2011. You heard some of them in the previous clip. But, you know, as long as Congress comes through with that, about $72 million in funding. Right now, that funding is in the Senate's version of the omnibus bill to fund agencies in 2011, and we'll see where that comes from in terms of NARA's full request for the ERA system.
As part of the OMB Tech Sec process, they've also asked us to ramp up user adoption of the system. So one of the goals is to have the 30 CIO council agencies, which are basically the largest agencies in the federal government, at least the top level, using ERA to schedule and transfer all of their records by the end of 2011. And then also by the end of FY2012, we are planning to make the use of the system mandatory for all agencies in the federal government. So it's a fairly aggressive implementation plan, and we're working on that right now to get all agencies on board, scheduled, and trained to do that.
The other thing was you were talking about how much data is coming into ERA per month. Roughly, what's your goal?
We've set a goal to ingest 10 terabytes a quarter for the next year. We also have some additional large accessions coming in that we're expecting to get in. Some of it is as the war winds down in Iraq, we're planning to get CENTCOM records. Those are classified, of course. But we're also planning to get roughly 500 terabytes of the 2010 census data. And, of course, that's closed for 72 years, so that won't be made available. But we part of the Increment 5 is to manage the transfer and storage of those as well. But 10 terabytes a quarter is essentially of new electronic records from federal agencies is what our plan is.
And obviously it's hard to say how much 10 terabytes is because the data could be a picture file versus a text file versus a movie file. Roughly you have about 80 terabytes of data in ERA now, or how much do you currently have?
Correct. We have over 80 terabytes currently in ERA. A large portion of that is records from the Bush administration and the EOP, in that EOP system. We have, I think, roughly 5 terabytes right now of federal records in the base system. And again, we're still adding to that right now, but as we add more agencies, we expect those volumes to go up significantly.
So remember, the federal CIO Vivek Kundra, this was one of his, if you will, poster child of the tech stat sessions. Mm-hmm. During that IT reform rollout last week, when he talked about the 25-point plan, he pointed to NARA, among other agencies, as saying, look, this has been a problem. This has been 5 years, and we don't have a lot to show for it. And in fact, people aren't even using the system, and we got to stop throwing, as he says, good money after bad money. So obviously canceling the contract is the one step. Mandating agency use by 2012, end of 2012, is another big issue. And then they actually are starting to roll out this to the public, which is really the reason why I was at NARA today in the first place.
Well, and I want to talk about that in just a second, but it also seems like this is also a poster child because they're saying, hold on, this is a mission critical system. More and more, terabytes of data. I was trying to find out exactly how one describes what a terabyte data is. This is something that agencies have to have, NARA has to have, because all this data is being created. We have to figure out a way to store it.
Not just store it, though, but preserve it.
Preserve
preserve it so it's authentic. I mean, if you think about the Gettysburg Address, pull one out of a big, Franklin Roosevelt's speech after Pearl Harbor, those are all preserved, let's say, on paper.
Right.
Well, if everything's being created electronically, you have a choice. You print out the paper, but then it's not really preserved.
And the system they were using was they would take emails, print them out, and put them into the paper-based system, which doesn't work either.
Exactly. And some will argue that that's not authentic, because if authenticism is a huge issue for researchers, how was this created? When was this created? What was the person thinking? And that's a huge deal. So there's several moving pieces here. And you're right. They're coming out and saying, enough is enough. Let's figure out what we have, figure out how to make it work for what we have now, what's most mission critical, and then we'll continue development later on.
We only have 30 seconds left, but you were actually there for a different reason today. Give us the quick overview of why you were there today.
They're releasing, in about another week or so, a new online public access website. And this is going to let researchers or anyone else, you and me, look and pull data from NARA's archives that's already online or not online yet, but could be found from three different databases. Previously, you had to search one database and search another database. Now they're consolidating that search, and they're making the search much more friendly. Hmm. They're using Vivissimo, the search engine from Vivissimo.
Right.
This is done by Lockheed Martin as well. And this, it's a really great program. We put a random search term in there, President Kennedy's assassination, for instance, and you got so much great stuff. You got movies, you got pictures,
yeah.
And not just...
They have just a wealth of information.
Exactly. Not just a click here for a picture, but the picture itself,
yeah.
And you can see what it is. So I'll have more on this next week, and we'll do a deeper dive into their new system, but it's a cool thing. Check it out. You can find it starting at archives.gov.